No, we wouldn't really need 48 volts. 24 volts will do just fine. Most of the stuff, most of everything else in the rack will run on 12. It'll run happily on 12. So, another thought I had was also having those batteries actually dump into the power, the DC input, although we would need a separate 24-volt battery charger or dual 12-volt battery chargers to keep the battery charged, to add some extra capacity to that that little backup battery thing. There's a lot of ways we could extend the capacity of our backup power solution, but honestly, it lasted the whole night. I was kind of surprised it did. And it still had some battery left over, and it was running on battery for up to 3 hours before then. So I'd say that you've already got a decent amount of capacity. The only issue is that the repeater doesn't know when it's on battery, so it doesn't shorten the hang time or reduce its power output automatically. We can do that. The controller's got some I.O. on it. We can do all that. You just got to, you know, wire it for such a use case, which would be very beneficial, because I would imagine we'd be able to significantly increase our runtime on battery if we do all of that. Anyway, I'm just about to pull into the parking garage, and I'm going to lose the repeater when I pull in here. So I'm going to 7-3 Mr. Jim, and we can touch on this topic later. Anyway.